The Revolution Will Be Digitized, written and read by Heather Brooke. Quotation from Thomas Jefferson. He who receives an idea from me receives instruction himself without lessening mine, as he who lights his taper at mine receives light without darkening me. That ideas should freely spread from one to another over the globe, for the moral and mutual instruction of man, and improvement of his condition, seems to have been peculiarly and benevolently designed by nature, when she made them like fire, expansible over all space, without lessening their density in any point, and like the air in which we breathe, move, and have our physical being, incapable of confinement or exclusive appropriation. Foreword. We are at an extraordinary moment in human history. Never before has the possibility of true democracy been so close to realization. As the cost of publishing and duplication has dropped to near zero, a truly free press and a truly informed public becomes a reality. A new information enlightenment is dawning, where knowledge flows freely, beyond national boundaries. Technology is breaking down traditional social barriers of status, class, power, wealth, and geography, replacing them with an ethos of collaboration and transparency. In this new enlightenment, it isn't just scientific truths that are the goal, but discovering truths about the way we live, about politics and power. During the First Enlightenment, the free flow of information was considered essential to understanding the natural world. Without full disclosure, we had no hope of overcoming our inherent human biases that occluded our vision of the truth. In England, scientists were careful to cordon off this questing curiosity to science, but its revolutionary impact in politics...